Welcome to Fresh Bread with Raymond McCulloch. Raymond is the former editor of Irish Christian magazine Bread and, with his wife Jerry, directs Kingdom Come Trust based in Northern Ireland. He has pastored and led worship for several years in Belfast and is currently involved in music and media production.
Hi, I'm Raymond McCulloch. Welcome back to the fourth episode of our new series, Fresh Bread, Your Kingdom Come, based on my recently published book, The Whore Under Muller, 9/11, Babylon, and the Return of the King. If you've missed the previous shows, don't worry. You can still play or download the podcast of previous shows from our website, kingdomcome.org.uk, or you can read the first few chapters of the book for free there, and you can download the relevant prophetic passages for your own study. You'll also find more information about the music and the content of each show, and you can read all the encouraging emails we receive about this and our previous shows. Here's one of them. It's great to get a taste of the music from your area. We don't have much of that here. Americans just don't hear much music from other parts of the world, and it's one of the reasons I enjoy your show. Blessings always, Aaron Carter, St. Louis, Missouri, USA. If you want to contact us, our email address is simply raymond@kingdomcome.org.uk, or just use the form on our website, kingdomcome.org.uk. In previous weeks, we've covered the preface, introduction, and chapter 1 of the book, and last week we discussed chapter 2, Is Babylon a Present-Day World System? And we concluded, 1. The fall of Babylon will only occur after the gospel has been preached to every nation and tribe, which is yet to be realized, though soon it will be. 2. Mega Babylon will ride upon a group of 10 nations, whereas ancient Babylon did not depend on other powerful nations. 3. Mega Babylon will be destroyed by fire in 1 hour. Ancient Babylon was conquered by the Medes without fire or destruction, and continued as an important city for many hundreds of years. 4. Apart from about 50,000 Jews some years later, the people of ancient Babylon did not return to their own lands, but became part of the Medo-Persian Empire. And 5. Mega Babylon operates in conjunction with the kings of the earth, who share her luxuries, which sounds like a world trading system, i.e. globalization. Which leads us to chapter 3, Mega Babylon Identified. But before we do that, let's have a wee bit of music. This is Northern Exposure from Portadown, County Armagh, and a tune called County Clare. Chapter 3, The Identity of Mega Babylon Revealed. Over the centuries, many have attempted to interpret the identity of Mega Babylon. The possibilities still debated are, a restored ancient Babylon, possibly under US rule, Rome or the Roman Catholic Church, or a worldwide unity of churches which includes the Church of Rome, Jerusalem, or possibly Brussels. The Revelation 18, 11 and 12 refer to merchants actually weeping because there is no one to buy their cargoes anymore. This is a city and a land that enjoys excessive luxury, verse 3, and the rulers of earth have shared in that luxury. This is a capitalist and very materialist nation, rich in treasures, Revelation 17, verse 13, used to having the best and importing these goods from all around the world. This city and nation of Mega Babylon trades with all the nations of the earth, verse 3, which limits severely the number of possible candidates. A city that trades in all these commodities, including bodies and souls of men, verse 13, i.e. new immigrants, and whose destruction causes such sorrow among ships' captains, where all who had ships on the sea became rich through her wealth, verse 19, must therefore have a deep water port and access for large cargo and passenger vessels. Again, this limits the possible candidates to be Mega Babylon. The site of the ancient city of Babylon in Iraq, for instance, is hundreds of miles from the sea. Neither Jerusalem, Rome, nor Brussels are situated on the coast, nor have any deep water port or access for major shipping. There are many cities around the world which trade in stocks and shares, including the commodities mentioned in the Revelation chapter 17. The world trade in gold, for instance, is centred in both London and New York. The world diamond trade is handled in Antwerp, Tel Aviv, and New York. The city which receives the greatest number of legal immigrants, bodies and souls of men, in verse 13, is once again New York. The Church of Rome does have control over great riches and has many valuable assets, but it is not associated with trading in these commodities. Brussels does have a trading connection, being one of the original three stock exchanges merged in 2000 to create the Euronext exchange, which has since added other European centres. However, it has no access to shipping or means of importing commodities, as I've already pointed out. Neither of the other suggested identities for a modern Mega Babylon are in any way regarded as centres of trade or financial dealings, nor are any of these cities regarded as megacities in international terms. Until 2008, however, the city of New York had not one but three stock exchanges on which the world's commodities are traded every day. New York City is home to the NYSE, New York Stock Exchange, from 1792, the Amex, American Stock Exchange, from 1921, which was taken over by NYSE in 2008 and has since been integrated with it, and the NASDAQ, National Association of Securities Dealers Automated Quotations, 1971. No other city in the world has more than one stock exchange, so as a centre for trade, New York City is the world leader. Again, as we've said earlier, this city and nation must also have a large Jewish population, because over and over the Jews are told to flee from her. Jeremiah 50, verse 4 to 8, "In those days, at that time, declares the Lord, the people of Israel and the people of Judah together will go in tears to seek the Lord their God. They will ask the way to Zion and turn their faces towards it. They will come and bind themselves to the Lord in an everlasting covenant that will not be forgotten. My people have been lost sheep. Their shepherds have led them astray and caused them to roam on the mountains. They wandered over mountain and hill and forgot their own resting place. Whoever found them devoured them. Their enemies said, 'We are not guilty, for they sinned against the Lord, their verdant pasture, the Lord, the hope of their ancestors.' Flee out of Babylon, leave the land of the Babylonians, and be like the goats that lead the flock." Where do the majority of Jews live today? In Israel? No. Around 5 million Jews live in Israel today, and the number is increasing, but over 6 million still live in the USA, more than 2 million of those currently dwelling in New York City. New York is a city of immigrants, nearly a quarter of which are Jewish. Indeed, it is the world's second largest Jewish city, after Greater Tel Aviv with 3.3 million, and has also been described as the melting pot of nationalities. By comparison, Jerusalem has a population of 705,000 Jews, Rome with 15,000, and Brussels again with 15,000, a very insignificant Jewish populations. Ancient Babylon, of course, no longer has any permanent population. Figures are from the 2010 World Jewish Population Survey.
Heaven's song. High
was Andy Rogers from Coleraine, County Derry, and a great modern version of the ancient Celtic hymn, Be Thou My Vision. The phrase, in those days, at that time, in Jeremiah 50, verse 4, is always regarded by biblical scholars as a reference to the end times. In these times, the people of Israel and Judah are described as having wandered over mountain and hill, verse 6, in other words, from nation to nation, and forgot their own resting place, the land of Israel. Their enemies have indeed said, "We are not guilty, for they sinned against the Lord." The Jews have been held responsible over and over through the centuries for the death of Christ, particularly by the major Christian churches, Orthodox, Roman Catholic and Protestant. The label Christ Killers has been the rallying cry for many a pogrom in Europe and elsewhere. Anti-Semitism has once again been greatly on the increase in North America in recent years. Right-wing white power organizations are again vociferously proclaiming that the Jews are responsible for most of the world's problems, particularly those of America. But if so, why would Jewish people need, in tears, to ask the way to Zion? Why not just book a flight via the internet or travel agent and make their way to the nearest airport? Because by this time, the destruction of Mega Babylon will already have taken place, and there will no longer be any airports, travel agents, or internet available to them. Perhaps these refugees will have to make a long and hazardous journey through a destroyed land to Canada or Mexico, and then find a ship to take them to Europe and on to Israel. The text certainly suggests this. Verse 8 encourages the people of Israel to flee out of Babylon and be like the goats that lead the flock. This is very reminiscent of the need for Jews to flee Nazi Germany in the 1930s. Those who got out in time were safe, but as time went on, it became increasingly more difficult to leave Germany. One by one, to their shame, each country closed its doors to Jewish refugees. Righteous Gentiles were used by God to hide Jewish families and to smuggle them out of occupied Europe. Are we soon to see a repeat of this scenario in our own time? The goats that lead the flock, in verse 8, will be those children of Israel who can see what is coming, who read their Tanakh and understand what is written there, and make plans to flee Mega Babylon in advance. Already, there are Jewish people in the USA making preparations to help fellow Jews escape from the United States coming under martial law and hostile to their leaving. Does this seem too fantastic? How could a free and democratic country like the USA allow such a situation to come about? The answer, I think, is that Nazi Germany was also a free and democratic country in the 1930s, yet we now know that all these things were possible because they happened back then. Laws were brought in bit by bit, propaganda and manufactured riots built up an anti-Semitic atmosphere until it was possible to enact the draconian measures that Hitler initiated. But these laws have already been enacted in the United States. It is already legal for the US President to set aside the Constitution, Senate, House of Representatives, etc., and for martial law to take over, with FEMA, ostensibly an organization which deals with emergency situations, like they did with Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans, poised to take command. Mass detention centers have already been built, and for instance, in New York, have already been used to detain peaceful demonstrators. All it will take to trigger this change will be a suitable, whether real or manipulated, national emergency situation.
Said and done, you
That was Belfast band Blue Tree with a song called Each Day. We'll continue with this chapter next week, but let's look at our conclusions so far. First, ancient Babylon, as no Jewish or any other population, is situated hundreds of miles from the sea and has no involvement or ever likely to have with world trade. Second, Jerusalem has a significant Jewish population but is situated on top of mountains with no access to the sea and has no significant connection with world trade. Third, Rome has a very small Jewish population, is not a port or on the coast and is not a significant centre for trade or imports. Four, Brussels is a stock trading centre, though not one of the major ones, but it has a very small Jewish population and has no access to the sea or shipping and imports. And five, among those considered, New York City is the only megacity worthy of the name. It also has the world's largest Jewish population outside of Israel, contains not one, but what was originally three stock exchanges, trading in all of the commodities mentioned in connection with Mega Babylon, and is one of the world's major deepwater ports, import and immigration centres. Join us again next week for the second part of Chapter 3, The Identity of Mega Babylon Revealed. We'll leave you with the beautiful and appropriate farewell from the Low Country Boys here in County Down. Slán agus Bána Gia. Bye and God bless.
This series is produced by Precious Oil Productions for Kingdom Come Trust. For more information about the series, Bible notes and recordings of previous talks, check out our website at www.kingdomcome.org.uk or write to PO Box 200, Belfast, Northern Ireland, BT 23 7TZ.